Federal agencies are losing the leadership skills that truly inspire employees to do a good job. Bob Tobias, professor of key executive leadership programs at American University, draws that conclusion after looking at the results of the latest federal employee viewpoint survey. Bob, you're looking at a lot of different categories to draw this conclusion. What is it that you're seeing that is kind of buried in these numbers that we haven't seen or talked about before? This is a great observation you're making. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much, Francis. Well, the Partnership for Public Service identifies four questions from the Employee Viewpoint Survey that apply only to the GS-15s and above, including the Senior Executive Service, as having the most impact on a leader's ability to engage with those led. And those four questions, since 2010 to 2014, have gone down about 17%. Each of the questions around 17%, or a significant drop.
Mm-hmm.
And I then took a look at how you might increase those scores. And I concluded that the competencies described in the executive core competencies that define success, that OPM uses to define success for members of the senior executive service, are lacking. Leaders need more than those skills in the ECQs to become successful. The ECQs define the skills that are needed, not the personal development that's needed to create the engagement in a very complex world in which members of the SES live today. So what I believe is necessary is for OPM to go back and take a look at these ECQs and add arenas that focus on self-awareness, that surface on the ability to be transparent, the ability to behave collaboratively, the ability to behave inclusively. And they're not really covered in the ECQs today.
We saw recently the material that Booz Allen and the Brookings Institution presented on the state of the SES and what to improve. And Ron Sanders and Bob Hale of Booz Allen will be on the program tomorrow afternoon talking about that exact topic. But this is one of the things that they brought up. So I guess the silver lining is, Bob, that you're not a lone candle burning in the wind that nobody's paying attention to. This is on the radar screens of people who are saying this really hasn't changed a whole lot since the SES came into existence in 1979.
That's correct. What OPM did was to go out and look at members of the SES who were successful and describe their behaviors. But that's a static description, not a dynamic description of the personal growth that's really needed to be successful. I think that's where the gap is.
You wrote in a note that you sent before we went on the air, I believe the ECQs focus primarily on skill development, not personal leader development, and that's paraphrasing what you said a moment ago. This fits a broader conversation that you and I have had before about the way that the government approaches leader development and leadership development, both holistically and on a one-by-one individual basis, right, Bob?
It does. It does. I really think that the term leadership development is misleading. I think what we really need to be focusing on is leader development. There are a lot of authors who have talked about adult development, and the good news is that our brains are sufficiently plastic so that we can continue to learn no matter what our age is, which was news to a lot of the neuroscientists when they first discovered it about 15 years ago. And as we learn, we continue to develop. But that takes a willingness to understand where I am in the world, sense-making, how I connect with those in the world, and whether or not I want to change the way I connect. And I believe that it's the failure to ask those questions which has led to the decline in the scores on those critical questions in the Employee Viewpoint Survey.
We just have a moment left, and we'll post later this afternoon at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth the particular questions that you're pointing to. But these all pertain Bob, all pertain to the ability of of an employee to feel connected to his or her leader and the vision that he or she has for the agency. And none of them strikes me as an operational question that I think he or she is good at doing his or her job. I have 30 seconds left. Am I on target there, Bob?
You are. This is not about technical expertise. This is not about business processes. This is about how I connect. This is about my personal development that allows me to connect with those I lead.